This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you come to me going, Doc, I need some money. Any paid gigs? You know, I know of one. I don't think I'd recommend it. Apparently, the UK, they'll pay. Sorry, I got allergies. They will pay you to become infected with the coronavirus. There's a lot of these out there. And I'm not suggesting you make money that way. But apparently, in the name of vaccine development, some companies or countries are at the point where they kind of need some volunteers who will take one for the team, get infected with coronavirus so they could study vaccine development. So in this latest gig, I don't know how much money you're going to make, and I think you have to be in the UK, which means, you know, you'll have to, like, you know, learn a whole new language. Okay, joking. All right. They're looking for healthy volunteers between the ages of 18 and 30. Oh, I just missed the cutoff. Gosh, that 30 years old. Man, just hours away from that cutoff there. It's called the Human Challenge Trial. And they need, I believe, 90,000 people? How many people do they need? That's a lot of moolah. Hold on a second. Let me find out how many people they need. They're going to put 43 million into the study. And, oh, they're 90 healthy volunteers, not 90,000, 90 volunteers. Okay, so that's some tough competition. I'm not sure what to put on your resume. Probably on your resume say you're easygoing. They want to see healthy people. What they want to do is they want to take a bunch of healthy people between the years ages 18 and 30 and inject just enough coronavirus to get you sick. And they need to figure out how much coronavirus it takes to make you sick. Well, maybe not inject. I should say expose, because, you know, the respiratory droplet transmission. Or, I mean, maybe, who knows? Maybe they aren't really going into too much detail on how they would infect you. They do in their press release talk about how they're going to get rid of the bio waste and they're going to watch you. In fact, they're going to watch you up to a year to see how, I apologize. They're going to watch and see if there's any sequelae or long-term health effects up to a year, which is kind of nice. It's nice to have whenever you kind of enroll in these research studies or these clinical trials, you get doctors all up in your business, you know. So if you have a cough, if you have a sneeze, if you have some diarrhea, you have somebody to go to. For people who don't really have access to healthcare, this, you know, isn't really the worst thing. But the UK has to obviously make sure it goes through ethical protocols, and once it gets approved, it's not that unheard of to have human volunteers. Remember, with animal studies, you know, we're trying to use animals less, and we don't want to subject animals to inhumane or, shall we say, experiments that they wouldn't necessarily be exposed to. Yet with humans, there's like workarounds because we're doing it for humans. We're this is a realm where we're not, you know, trying to make you sick. We're trying the best possible to not, shall we say, cause long-term morbidity or mortality. But we're also trying to get some information and research out of it. So I think there's ways to kind of fiddle with it and, you know, get it through any sort of ethics board. But what this tells me, see, what this is significant, you know, what this signifies to me, and I apologize, I have allergies, and so whatever's not coming out my nose is coming out the back, so I apologize for this not being as eloquent as I'd like it to be. But what this signifies is if they're needing to do human trials, and these human trials are not going to start till January, the results aren't going to be till May, that tells me that we don't have companies or countries completely comfortable with our vaccine plan. It means that any of these front runners out there, there's not a lot of high hopes that they're going to be the ones to vaccinate the world. Because think about it. Why do you have to go through the money? Why do you have to drop $43 million on a study? Why do you have to find volunteers? Why do you have to go through possible liability? If we're supposed to have a vaccine already down the pike, well, maybe it's because they don't know if this vaccine is going to work, or maybe they are anticipating that whatever vaccines we do have might only work for like the older COVID-19, maybe not the COVID-20 or the COVID-21, although I don't think they're going to rename it. They're now calling it, they might just call it the novel coronavirus like they did last December. But maybe they're anticipating that we haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg in terms of researching this. So they want to be ready. So hearing that they're asking for volunteers, they're going to pay you. They're going to expose you to COVID so they could study your immune system and then study some vaccine options. To me, means the research is not going to just stop with whatever Pfizer or Moderna or AstraZeneca comes up with by the end of the year. Still, we're back and forth between Dr. Fauci and the administration and the powers that be on when the vaccine is going to be here. A couple days ago, we spoke about if you're young, probably not going to get the vaccine until 2022, which, you know, I'm going to very easily volunteer my vaccine. I know people are going to be like, you're not young. You need to get the shot. Then I'm going to be like, no, I'm 29. Leave me alone. So I'm going to pretend to be young and not take the shot early on. And people say, well, it's because you don't trust the shot. It's not that I don't trust the shot. And I know Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom, so New York and California want to wait until their task force approves the shot. They're not just going to take the administration's word for it. I get that everybody's a little nervous, but that's not why I'm not going to get the shot. There's just not going to be enough. There's not going to be enough. And you have doctors and nurses and first responders and people working at the gas stations and grocery stores, and they're the ones that are exposed even more than I am as a physician doing what I do. So as far as I'm concerned, they can, those in the hospitals, those in the ER setting, those in the essential businesses out there can get the shot first. Now, for those of you interested in this, I believe it is it's called the Human Challenge Trial. I do not believe the testing is going to be done in the U.S. So, you know, they'll have to take a little trip across the pond. And like I said, bring a dictionary to translate. Their English is so proper. Like, what in bloody hell are you doing? That's short. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877 Doc Dolly. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Medicare enrollment period is here. It lasts for about 6 weeks. And many of you have questions every year about which plan should you pick and, you know, can you wait? And can you wait till after the election? That's what I'm getting this year. Can I wait to figure it out till after the election? I'd like you guys to start researching now. So I'm very excited for our next guest. It's Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Retail West of Medicare and Humana, here to join us to kind of talk us through picking your Medicare plan. Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how needed this is. So please walk us through the enrollment period. Let's start with that. When does the enrollment period run?
I'm so glad you started with that, Dr. Dahlia, because the time is now. The enrollment period starts in October 15th and goes through December 7th.
Wow.
So, yes, technically, if you wanted to wait till after the election, you could do that. But I certainly encourage you to at least start your research now, because after December 7th, you have to stay with the plan that you have today if you have one. So, and that is a good thing, by the way. If you do your research and you still like the plan you're on, you don't have to do anything. It will automatically roll over. But if you want to make that change, you got to do it before the end of December 7th.
Absolutely. And, you know, why is it so overwhelming? I mean, why is it? And I understand, I know the answer is probably, well, you know, government's government. But, you know, when I was growing up, I heard, you know, from my grandparents, you go on Medicare and that's it. And now it's just, there's just so many different plans. Why does that system exist?
First of all, I think part of what makes it confusing for some people is all these different parts of Medicare that, you know, the alphabet soup, so to speak. Right. You have Part A, which is the original Medicare for hospitalization. You have Part B, as in boy, that is for the outpatient and physician, which, you know, those cover some but not all of the expenses of health care. Not to mention, of course, it doesn't cover prescriptions, so you have to get your Part D, as in drug, plan that's separate and apart from the original Medicare component. But the good news is that the Part C program, also known as Medicare Advantage, like the plans offered through Humana, takes all that confusion out. You have one plan, one ID card. It covers your hospital, your physician, your pharmacy, all of your extra benefits. You call one number, one company for anything to do with anything with that plan, and it's much simpler to use. So that's the good news. The other about the Medicare Advantage, the other thing is it saves you a lot of money. You can save money on your drugs. You can save money on your doctor visits, on your premiums. So if you're a senior on a fixed income trying to do a budget, it's a really nice and predictable way to allocate dollars out of your budget for health care expenses.
That's so true. So many of my patients had the Humana plan, and I was kind of relieved because it wasn't that high cost, and it simplified things for them, because some would just have Medicare A or Medicare B, and then, oh, I don't have my D coverage, or I have to add the D coverage. And so the Advantage plan basically kind of fills in the holes, fills in the gaps, so to speak.
It does, and that's why people really like it, is because of the convenience and ease of use. Healthcare does not have to be complex and troublesome, and that's what Humana does. We try to make it much simpler, because at the end of the day, what we don't want to have happen is that any complexity cause you not to get the care that you need, right? Especially if you're dealing with a chronic condition, we don't want you foregoing the care that you need to try and fix some of those things. So taking that complexity out is job number one for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because I don't think a lot of people realize that when they do turn 65 and they qualify for Medicare, that there are costs associated with it, just straight Medicare. Do you roughly know what it could cost somebody if they want to get A, B, and D separately or piecemeal?
So Part A is what we all pay for out of our taxes, right? It's in your, just in the deduction line of your taxes every 2 weeks when you get paid. Part B, yes, you're right. You have to pay additional premium. It's $144 this year. I think it goes to $155-ish next year. Everybody has to pay that, no matter what Medicare Advantage plan you take, or if you take none at all, you still have to pay that. And if you decided not to join a full all-in-one MA plan, Medicare Advantage plan, you still have to get your prescription drugs, so you'd have to go buy a Part D as in drug plan, which can cost you $50 or more depending on which plan you choose. Now, some of them are less, too, but there are certain networks or pharmacies you have to use for some of them, and formularies are a little different. So all in all, that's why the Medicare Advantage all-in-one is so much easier and nicer and saves you money.
Exactly. And those are monthly fees. Those aren't yearly fees, correct?
That's right. It's a monthly deal. The good news is a lot of the Medicare Advantage plans with Humana have zero premium, so there's no additional cost. But if there is one, depending on where you live, usually it's a very low premium that's very manageable on a monthly basis.
Exactly. You know, and one of the reasons why I'm glad you're with us is one thing that I found very frustrating as a physician is many plans that people would have, non-Medicare related, the drugs that I wanted my patients on, they wouldn't cover. Humana seems to have a lot more flexibility with brand names and generics. Can you kind of expand on that?
Yeah, we do. We have a very robust process for reviewing the formularies, which is what you're referring to, of what drugs are on, which ones are not. As a physician, I'm sure you know how all that works with the brand drugs versus the, when the generics come on onto the market, and the process that we go to make sure that they're not just alternatives, and whether or not they're an equivalent drug or not, and whether or not it has the same effect or impact on treating the condition that you're trying to prescribe for. So that's reviewed. It's all the time, frankly, because as you know, the drugs come off of brand any time of the year, frankly, and so we have to adjust our formularies every year to match what the latest and greatest drugs are out there. So if nothing else, we do try to stay out in front of all that stuff, and there's a lot of literature out there about the drug usage and the brands versus generics, and so we do put a lot of effort into making sure that we meet our members' needs on the drug side.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jeff Fernandez, Vice President of the Retail West Division of Medicare and Humana. I'm glad you brought up, education and how people can find information. What sites do you trust? Because, when I Google, you can have, there's so many sponsored sites, and then you find out that it isn't even anything that has to do with the U.S. government or Humana or Aetna, et cetera. What sites do you trust for people to educate themselves on this?
Yeah, so great call out. The Humana.com website is the one you can go to research the Humana plans. You can look at the there's a physician finder tool in there, so you can search your doctors and hospitals in the zip code where you live. That's important. You don't want to join a plan that doesn't have your doctor in it. Mm-hmm. Number two, speaking of prescription drugs, easy for me to say, there is a prescription tool calculator on there that you can enter the drugs you currently take, you hit submit, and it will actually estimate for you what the monthly cost is. So you don't want to join a plan and find out your doctor's not covered. You want to make sure you join a plan, you're not surprised by any of the prescription drug costs, right? And because if you're a senior on that fixed income, and these are maintenance medications, you're going to have to pay this every month. So you want to make sure you have that baked into your monthly budget. So that's really important, and it's really awesome. The other place that I direct people to go to is Medicare.gov. It's the Medicare website. They also have a neat compare tool, not just for the prescription drugs, but for all the plans that are offered. And so that's another key information spot. Because of COVID, we don't really go into people's homes anymore, especially if their county where they live has a COVID surge. In some counties, we will do that. But you can call those same agents on the phone at Humana. They're licensed sales agents with Humana. They're employed by Humana. That number is 1-800-213-5286, and they can actually enroll you on the phone. If you call them up and they answer all your questions and you're satisfied, they can enroll you right there on the spot, so you don't even have to leave your home, especially if you're in a county somewhere where there's a big COVID outbreak or something. So safety is number one. We want to make sure everybody's safe in this crazy COVID environment that we're living in.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the final 30 seconds, when you do choose a Humana Medicare Advantage plan, that's good for the year. You don't have to, or it could roll over as well.
Right, that's correct. You make your decision by the 7th. It becomes effective on January 1. You're locked in for the 12 months until the next annual enrollment period.
Okay. Gosh, Jeff, thank you again. Give us the website one more time and the Humana.com.
Yep, Humana.com or Medicare.gov, or you can call those Humana licensed agents at 1-800-213-5286.
You're an angel. Thank you, Jeff, so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will return in session despite an effort from the minority leader to adjourn until after the election. Republicans shot down Chuck Schumer's request to stop work until November 9th. That would have pushed Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation until after the presidential contest. Expected on the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reintroducing a skinny stimulus package.
$500 billion of good that Congress can do right now through programs that Democrats do not even say they oppose.
Democrats have already voted down a similar package earlier this year, and for the sixth consecutive year, Chicago has topped the list of the rattiest cities in the United States, according to Orkin. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday postponed plans to vote on subpoenas to compel the CEOs of Twitter and Facebook to testify on allegations of anti-conservative bias after some panel Republicans expressed reservation about the maneuver. Republicans on the committee say they do still want to hear testimony from both Dorsey and Zuckerberg. President Trump spending his Monday in the battleground state of Arizona. The president won Arizona in 2016, but is currently trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in the state by about 3 percentage points. As far as if President Trump will hold on to Arizona and carry it again in 2020, these voters telling Fox News.
I just like what's happened with the country in the last 4 years. I think that he's gotten a bum rap in the press.
I think that our president now is not doing his best job at taking one responsibility for the things that he says.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak a lot about running a business and owning a business. And what, unfortunately, a topic that doesn't get spoken of is how underrepresented groups face more challenges and obstacles, such as getting capital or being able to negotiate leases and things like that. And we, you know, I've run into multiple obstacles myself. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a place they go, and is your husband doing this with you? Where's your husband? It's like, okay, I don't need my husband to do this. I could do this. So joining us today is Catherine Ross. I'm very excited for our next guest. Open Innovation Global Lead and Black Founders Development Program Lead from Accenture. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You know, I love that you're here on the show because, you know, I running a business is difficult enough, but then when you face these challenges, tell me some of the challenges you're seeing new business owners are facing.
So, truly, I hear exactly what you're saying. As a Black woman myself, right, going out into marketplace, it can be very difficult. And, you know, the statistics are showing that of $130 billion investor dollars that flowed to entrepreneurs, less than 1% of that went to Black founders. And that really should give everybody pause, right? That should give everybody mm-hmm. sort of, wait, what's happening? And, really, there are lots of different factors within that. But, you know, I go back to something one of my mentors said a couple of years ago, and that's business runs like playground rules. And what does that mean, right? If you mm-hmm. remember when you were a kid, I'm dating myself at this point, but you're playing dodgeball or, you know, something on the field, and mm-hmm. the teacher picks two teams and two leads, right? You're the lead for the red team. I'm the lead for the blue team. Who are the first people that you pick? Well, you pick your friends. You pick the people you know, right? And, right. you know, for our Black founders, because they're not necessarily going to the schools or their kids don't go to the same schools, they're not exposed to the same people and they don't have the access to even get in the door to pitch their idea. And that's mm-hmm. something that we're going to change.
You know what? It's a shame. You know, we speak about racism a lot on this show and how there's overt racism, but then there's also the very underlying racism that may not appear to be done overtly, but unfortunately it happens. And so are you seeing that many people in the Black community aren't getting loans, aren't getting capital because of stereotypes or concerns that they wouldn't, you know, be able to have the capital to pay back the loan or the success in their business?
So, you know, I can't necessarily speak to the loan industry. I sit very much within the venture capital industry. And really what I'm seeing there is truly the social equity. It's who you know, it's that network. And that's why we launched our program, the Black Founders Development Program. And it truly is to invest in and support early stage Black founded and run technology startups. As a corporate venture capital, that's what we do. We invest. Mm-hmm. But I think what's probably equally as important and probably, you know, potentially even more valuable is introducing those founders to our network, right? Mm-hmm. We are, as a global company, there's 500,000 of us. So Black yeah. founders have a wealth of individuals who are looking to be able to guide and coach and mentor them in terms of their business. And we'll also be able to introduce them to our clients, the Global 2000. And if you think about an entrepreneur, right, you know, two of the main things that they need, number one, are investment, but number two is the validation of their idea, right? Is it real? Is there something there? And if we can introduce, you know, those founders to clients, their target client at the end of the day, and those clients can give them feedback on their idea, that the value there is tremendous, right? If you're thinking yes. to yourself, I've just met with, you know, one of the main clients I would like to have once my business is, you know, is on its feet, and they've, you know, said, yes, we like your idea, that just gives you momentum. That gives you the impetus, if you will, to go out there and opens up even more opportunities for investment.
It's so true. You know, people think of Shark Tank, right, where they pitch their idea and it either gets shot down or, you know, they say, oh, that's a good idea. But I got to tell you, the reinforcement people get that and, you know, when they know they're going in the right direction, because that's the other thing, too. I can't tell you how many times I've come up with business ideas and they go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, yeah, oh, that's so good. That's so smart. No. I need some real hardcore, you know, constructive criticism because I'm putting my business, I'm putting my reputation on the line, I'm taking huge risks. And so we do need mentors, we do need support, and we do need guidance.
Absolutely. And I think ultimately, you know, number one, you know, Shark Tank is a great example. But you go through a process, if you will, to get on that show. And, you know, the sharks, if you will, give feedback. And that's, as you said, that's exactly what these founders need. And they need it all along the way. You know, we also find that, you know, obviously those $130 billion, it flows primarily in North America, at least to Silicon Valley and to New York. And, you know, there are fantastic founders and innovators in Chicago and D.C. and Houston and Atlanta. And we want to make sure that even in those cities, right, you have access to, you know, the knowledge, the guidance and experience that you need. And so one of the things we're trying to do is hopefully inspire a larger community to act, to serve as that bridge between the entrepreneurs, clients, and other technology partners as Accenture. But over, as you say, over a billion, billions of dollars have been pledged, you know, from the events of this summer, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, others, billions of dollars have been pledged now to support Black businesses in a variety of different capacities. And so this is the time, right? This is the opportunity. And what we're trying to do is connect the dots, you know, in terms of our desire to support the Black founders, to connect with other organizations who are like-minded, so that if a founder comes through our door and, you know what, their idea isn't quite there yet, we can introduce them to a local organization or a national organization who's willing to help them refine that idea to get to the point where they're ready to pitch it, right? We've had legal services, law offices in different cities who've reached out and said, you know, we are willing to offer pro bono services. That's tremendous. That now starts to change a game by giving people the access, number one, but also the guidance, the support necessary to make sure that each step along the way, they know what's next. They know what to do next, and it's not floundering looking for the information.
So true. We're speaking to Catherine Ross, Open Innovation Global Lead and Black Founders Development Program Lead at Accenture. You know, you bring up a good point. By the way, you aren't dating yourself. Well, maybe, yeah, I know. Dodgeball was my game. That was the only sport I could do well. I love that. I love that analogy. But, you know, I speak a lot to how when the economy is the way it is and when, you know, employers, maybe unemployment is high and employers are not looking to hire. This is kind of the time where I think the people that are going to do well are the ones that do start their own business. And I think many people think, well, gosh, if I need help to start my own business, then I'm not ready. Nobody starts their business by themselves. Steve Jobs needed help. Everybody, you know, and it's okay to ask for help. And to have a network such as what you're offering, I think it's golden. I think it's a great opportunity for so many.
You know what, the pandemic has brought a lot of trauma to our country, to individuals, but it also brings opportunity. And I think, you know, out of trauma is where innovation has a chance to flourish. People start looking at how can things change? How can we do things differently? That is an opportunity. And this is the time, right? You know, there's nothing that we can do in terms of starting a business that you know everything at the beginning, unless you've already been a CEO and run a business and split, right? Nobody comes in born with that knowledge. So it's out there, right? You need to do your research, but reach out to organizations like ours who can help you as well.
And Catherine, we're coming up on break. How can people find more information?
They can go out to Accenture.com, search for Black Founders, and you'll be able to find some information. You'll find a picture of myself. Hit the Contact Us button, and if you're a founder, please tell us about your idea. If you're an organization who'd like to be part of our network, we'd love to hear from you as well. And you can also find me on LinkedIn or Twitter.
Awesome, Catherine. Thank you
Would
so
you
much.
Like
Can't wait to have you
that
back.
Full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you know I kind of self-taught medical Spanish to me because I felt it was so imperative because so many of my patients when I was training, you know, didn't speak English. And I thought I was doing them a disservice trying to force them to understand me in English. So I learned Spanish to the degree that I could. And when I taught at a medical school, I wanted to establish a medical Spanish curriculum. And it was, it took some time, but what helped make it happen is we had some young leaders, Latino and Latina leaders, who came up and helped me and helped start making a medical Spanish club and helped make this happen. Plus, corrected my pronunciation, which we need, especially for this next segment. So joining us today is Richard Montes, Director of Member Services at the Hispanic Association of College and Universities, to talk about the Coors Light, is it Lideris with the D, the Lideris or Lideris program. Richard, thank you for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. How are you all? Thank you all good. So much for having me. It is the Coors Light Lideris program, and I'm really, really excited to be here to be able to talk to you about it, Dr. Dahlia.
Lideris, thank you. Thank you. My pronunciation was horrible. In fact, my Spanish teacher growing up said I needed a tongue transplant, but that didn't stop me. That didn't stop me because I want to make all medical students bilingual. I think it's crucial in medicine. But look at you and everything that you've done for the Hispanic community. Tell us a little bit about the Coors Light Lideris. Okay, you know what? I'm going to leave that to you. Sorry.
It's okay. Hey, even I get tongue-tied with it sometimes. The Coors Light Lideris campaign, and I'm so honored to be able to say that I'm this year's winner of that competition. It started off with a nomination that my colleagues made at the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. They came to me and said, we think that you would be a great candidate for this program. And I said, okay, let's do it, whatever we can to get some additional dollars into Hispanic higher education. And it turns out that I was selected as one of the top 12 nominees. And then that process went to an online voting process. And folks got to read our stories and what we were doing in the community. And it turns out that this month I was named the Coors Light Leader of the Year because so many people turned out to vote, not just from here in my hometown in San Antonio, Texas, but across the country where HACU has members in just about every state.
Oh, my gosh. That, it's so inspirational. Okay, tell us about, so Coors. We're talking about, you know, Coors Light. Is that, you know, we're talking about the beer Coors, right?
That's right. The beer Coors, the Molson Coors beverage company.
Love it. Love it. Good. How do you know much, how did they start this, this foundation or this grant or this program?
Well, yeah, well, this program has been out since 2006. And really, it's meant to do a couple things. One, to highlight the work that emerging Latino leaders are doing in their respective communities. And two, I believe, to highlight the result of those of that work, because really the 12 nominees are folks who have managed to implement some really creative and innovative practices in the sector, or sort of the work that they're doing. And I'm really, really glad to be able to be on with you today to talk about the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities and talk a little bit about Inner City Development, an organization that I chair here in San Antonio that are both doing some really, really important work for the Latino community.
Yes, yes. Expand on that. What's going on? Yes, please expand on the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities first.
Yeah, well, the HACU, which is our acronym, short for HACU, we are a association of over 500 colleges and universities across the United States, Latin America, and Spain. And we have a two-pronged approach. On one side, we think that providing resources directly to students is important. So we have some great scholarship and internship programs that we've been doing over the course of our time in existence that has welcomed thousands of students and really resulted in millions of dollars in scholarships and aid to students.
Wow.
And then we've got a side where we believe that it's really important to do some advocacy. So we work close with our leaders in Washington, D.C., and with leaders in municipalities and regions across the U.S. so that that two-pronged approach can at some point converge and really provide those important resources and opening those doors of opportunity for students. That's just a little bit of what we do throughout the year. And I encourage folks to visit our website, get involved with Haku and our programs and our conferences. I promise there's always something more to learn about Hispanic higher education.
Exactly. And, you know, I've heard of some of the work that you've done, you know, trying to break the cycles that lead to poverty. And there's a lot of challenges that, you know, the Hispanic community faces. Tell us some of the things that you've been working on.
Well, although I was nominated by my colleagues at Haku, much of who I am as a leader and sort of the foundational aspect of where my leadership approach and values have come from was founded at an organization that I have the pleasure of being chairman of the board for called Inner City Development. We're a nonprofit that's been serving the inner city west side of San Antonio, Texas for over 50 years in one of the most economically underserved zip codes in the entire country, the 78207 zip code.
Wow.
And there, I'm really proud to say that we are an organization of volunteers. Even our director and co-director have been volunteers for several decades without any pay, and really are projected into this work through our passion for community. We have got a literacy program. We've got a spring basketball league. We provide a food pantry and clothing pantry. And at the beginning of November, about 20 other volunteers and myself are actually going to start a fast to try to raise $30,000 for our food pantry. And that's how much we think it's going to take to keep it stocked this year. So we'll be going hungry for a couple days, but it's only a small part of our contribution to a very real issue in our country and really here in San Antonio.
Well, that's fantastic. We're speaking to Richard Montes, Director of Member Services of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. What can the medical community do for your association?
You know, I'm always about making calls to action. And here's what I'll do today. If you're a Latino in the medical community or in the medical community in general, and you have time to lend your hand to a young Latino first-generation college student, I ask that you please think about coming into our communities and reaching out. Try to find different ways that you can help a young person who maybe has a dream of being a doctor or being a medical professional and help them navigate this very, very complex system of education in our country. You know, it's hard enough for anyone to attend college because it's such a challenging mm-hmm. dynamic. That's what makes
Absolutely.
So many college students sought after. But it's even more difficult for communities like the Latino community who has so many first-generation students because they don't have an example before them. They are the pioneer in their family.
Right.
And
right.
As much intentioned as they are to move forward and be successful, we need some help. We need some direction. And I'm happy to say that the only reason I've gotten to any point in my career in my community is because I had folks reaching out to me and I was willing to take that hand. So this is a call to action for folks who want to be mentors and help people move forward in their educational journeys and their career journeys.
That's so true. How can people find more information?
So to find information about Haku, the Hispanic mm-hmm. Association of Colleges and Universities, you can visit us at www.hacu.net. And to learn more about the Coors Light Leader program and maybe to nominate a leader in your area that you know is doing great work in the community, you can visit CoorsLightLeaderS.com. That's www.CoorsLightLeaderS.com. And Leaderess is spelled LIDERES.
Exactly. Leader, I see. I put the accent on the last E. I never knew where to put my accents. I'm working on that, though. Richard,
I'm working on that too.
Congratulations again for all your accomplishments. I hope we have you back on the show. Thank you so much.
It would be my pleasure. Thank you again.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.